Here, the Orioles have a 1-0 lead, Camden Yards, as we head to inning number 3 with the play-by-play. Let's get right to Dave Lamont.
All right, Joe Angel, thank you very much. Ivan Rodriguez leads off 0-for-1 on the ball game. Hit a ball pretty deep to center field in his first at bat. He has 4 hits in the series, but all in one ball game on Friday night when he went 4-for-4. Burris, the left-hander, big, big breaking ball over for strike one. Rodriguez watched that one go by. Rodriguez got in the game last night as a defensive replacement behind the plate. Beautiful, sunny, but very warm day here at Camden Yards. Burris missing way outside with that pitch. 1-1, top of the third, and the Orioles up 1-0. Luke Scott continues to hit really hard everywhere in this ballpark now. Burris with a quick delivery, and the fastball missed inside. 2-1 the count. Sheffield and Ordonez also due up for the Tigers, who are a game under 500. The Orioles 2 games under 500, but out of last place in the division now. Following the shuffle yesterday with Toronto losing and the Orioles moving up one. Rodriguez swings and fouls one into the seats, and nice easy catch for the fans over there on the first base side. I wonder what happened to the guy who got hit in the nose with a foul ball last night. We had an unfortunate incident with a spectator who got popped right in the face with a foul ball, and he knew he was hurt right away and just walked right out of the stadium over to first aid. 2-2 pitch on the way. Rodriguez, bouncer toward Castro at short. The veteran fires and throws him out. Aubrey Huff over at first base this afternoon. One down. Juan Castro out early today, taking ground balls. Joined the club yesterday after a stint in the Colorado Rockies minor league organization. And Freddie Bynum was optioned to Norfolk. And Castro gets the start. Here's Sheffield. He walked in the first inning. Batting .227, 6 homers and 20 RBIs, and battling injuries. By the way, the top of this inning is sponsored by Maryland Seafood Marketing. Ask for Maryland Seafood at your local store or favorite restaurant. For recipe ideas, visit www.marylandseafood.org. Burris' first pitch on the way to Sheff, and it's down low. Ball one inside with a slider. Sheffield in this series, 4-for-9. The 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Sheffield off balance with that. Nice fastball at the knees by Burris and worked the outside of the plate very well there. 1-1. One out. Top of the third here. Got some cloud cover that's making it a little bit easier, but it was 96 in game time. 1-0 Baltimore. And Sheffield reaches out and pops this one foul into the stands behind home plate. Not very deep. And at the moment, Sheffield looks a little bit uncomfortable and off balance, but with his hitting ability, he can recover at any moment. Burris doing a nice job of keeping the ball away from Sheffield. Boy, I tell you, that's one thing. You really don't want to pitch this guy inside because those are the balls that wind up in the seats. 1-2 pitch in the lefty, and that's way outside. Kiros with a nice stop there. 2-2. Orioles and the Blue Jays tomorrow night. It's a big series for the O's. Getting closer to that 50 millionth fan also. The 2-2. And Sheffield with an excuse-me swing that fouls it up in the second deck off of the first base side. That one was kind of high at him and stuck the bat out almost to protect himself. And it floated up into the deck in a souvenir for the fans. The Orioles and the Maryland Lottery teaming up to welcome the 50 millionth fan in Oriole Park history to Camden Yards. Oriole Park will soon become the fastest ballpark in history to reach 50 million. And if you are the historic fan, you win $50,000 and season tickets for 5 years and more. And the 2-2 for Sheffield is flown way high foul over on the third base side. For more details, countdowns, and more, call 888-848-BIRD or just visit Orioles.com. So Sheffield steps back in. Always one of the most unique approaches to hitting of anybody. Waving that bat around to the last second, and he locks in. Swings and misses there. Kiros tags out Sheffield as the ball briefly got away from him. And Sheffield never looked comfortable in that at-bat. Burris had him off balance the entire time. And that is 4 strikeouts already for Brian Burris here and with 2 outs in the third.
Well, just a great approach there by Brian Burris against Sheffield because it was a classic example of mixing up the pitches, getting ahead, using a changeup effectively, and then ultimately that big breaking ball to get the strikeout. He had Sheffield off balance on the entire at-bat. And as you mentioned, with Sheffield, that is not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not. He's one of the best hitters in the last 20 years in baseball. And here's another one. Maglio Ordonez, he singled in the first inning. 3:06 now for Adonis. He steps in and is ready, and Burris goes outside the low with the first pitch, ball one.
The changeup to get the at-bat started, so he's seen the changeup now. It's interesting to watch how a pitcher like Burris, who is a finesse pitcher, how he maneuvers his way through a hitter.
See what he does with this 1-0 pitch. Comes over the top, catches a piece of the outside corner. 1-1. A fastball there.
So changeup and then fastball.
Now what?
Curveball? I see another changeup.
Okay.
See, he likes to go ahead.
Here's the 1-1. And he went a little high with that one, 2-1.
The fastball up and in. But he will save that breaking ball to get the strikeout if that's what he wants.
I've seen
one changeup and two fastballs.
All right, one changeup. Haven't seen the curve yet, as you mentioned. Here's the 2-1. That's not a curveball. It's a fastball down low, 3-1. Well, he's had trouble. The strangest thing is, Joe, all the base runners so far early in the ballgame have happened with two outs. He actually had the bases loaded on him, did Burris, in the first inning when Sheffield walked, Adonia single, Cabrera walked, but he struck out Thames. And then with two outs in the second inning, he gave up a hit to Santiago before retiring and swinging a miss there by Adonia as it was power against power. And Adonia just couldn't quite catch up to the fastball. Now here's an interesting pitch call.
Well, after the changeup to get the at-bat started, he's seen four consecutive fastballs. He has yet to see the breaking ball, and I would imagine it might be coming right here.
Here's the 3-2 pitch with two outs and the base is empty. And whatever it is, it's hammered by Ardonius toward the seats in left field. This ball is deep, and it is gone. About eight rows up in the gap in left center field, and Maglio Ardonius has tied this game at one.
Well, you see, he threw him another fastball. And that's a pitch that he had seen four times on the at-bat. And with two strikes, he gave him a fastball, and that's the pitch he was looking for. A curveball in the right spot might have been a better idea.
Well, Adonis didn't have a hit last night, although he had a couple of RBIs. That is his 13th homer and 53rd RBI, and there wasn't much doubt about it. Ball carries well here. He didn't need a lot of help. He hammered that.
Now, and again, it's not always about what pitch you throw. It's also about location.
First pitch to Miguel Cabrera is down low for ball one.
But again, that was the fifth fastball that he saw on that at-bat, so it's a pitch that he was accustomed to seeing.
And the first pitch to Cabrera was the curve.
Yeah. Maybe one pitch too late.
To the left, he fires to Cabrera, right-handed batter with great power, and it's outside and low, ball two. So the two-out trouble of Brian Burris this time, it came back to bite him. Cabrera had no official at-bat in the first inning when he walked. 281, 17 homers, 61 RBIs, the 2-0 pitch, and that's fouled straight back into the stands, 2-1. Out of that big trade between the Tigers and the Marlins, the only guy really performing at the major league level at all is Miguel Cabrera. The mystery regarding Dontrell Willis continues with the Tigers, and for the Marlins end of it, Andrew Miller has struggled mightily off the mound, and Cameron Maybin, the highly touted center fielder, is stuck in the minors, striking out at an alarmingly high rate. Sometimes those trades work out, sometimes they don't, sometimes only partly. Cabrera looks at ball three outside. And so much trade talk right now this time of the year, too, wondering who's going to be doing what. Burris gets his sign. The lefty looks and fires the 3-0. And he walked Cabrera as he did last time on four straight pitches. So Miguel Cabrera has yet to see a strike today. That's three walks for Burris. Runner on first, and here's Marcus Thames, who struck out in the first inning. 2-for-8 in this series. He homered in the middle of June in five straight games, and in fact had six homers during that five-game stretch. So his power speaks for itself, 18 homers on the year. Check on the runner at first, throw to the plate. And he's been missing outside in this inning. When he has missed, Burris has missed outside. Fastball missed there. And he is now about to throw his 65th pitch. And we are in the top of the third, tied at one. Again, a look over to first. But the throw, ripped on the ground, foul. About as hard as you can hit a ground ball. Way out in front of it, past the Tiger dugout on the third base side.
Yeah, that was a hanging breaking ball. But because the pitch was well in on the hands, he had to pull that ball foul. So you get away with a breaking ball, a hanger once in a while, if it's in the right spot.
Burris bending over now, gets the sign. Staring right over there at first base, comes to the plate, breaking ball, outside and high, ball two, 2-1. A little changeup that did not go. Again, Burris is not going to stand there and just fire one right by you very often. He's got to fool you. A lot of pitchers have been very successful doing that over their careers. Here's the 2-1. He gets that one. Didn't miss by a whole lot. Fastball. 3-1 with two outs.
I think you're right. That looked like a pretty good pitch.
I thought so, too.
Didn't get the call.
Neither one of us, however, brought our indicators to the ballpark. So
now the danger count here, 3-1.
With the runner on first, Cabrera, not a threat to steal. Being held by Huff, who gets the assignment at first base today. Roberts over at second. Castro at third. Castro at short. Mora over at third. Scott, Payton, and Markakis left to right. And Quiroz catching. 3-1 pitch. High fly ball into center. Payton coming in. Roberts stepping back. Markakis coming in. It'll be Payton, the center fielder, with a catch. And the inning is over. However, the Tigers get the Megliardonia's home run to tie this ball game after 2.5 or even at 1. The 15th out of Orioles baseball brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. Visit them at geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. We'll see how the Orioles respond next on the Orioles Radio Network.